I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
In the words of William Cooper, author of Behold a Pale Horse, we have been taught lies. Reality is not at all what we perceive it to be. Altering that reality, Thomas Jolly, the artistic director for the opening and closing ceremonies of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, brought the world this cheap smut we all had to endure. Jolly once directed a 24-hour production of Shakespeare, so the next logical step was to mock God at the 2024 Paris Olympics. Smack in the face of every human being on earth with an idiot box.
I don't know what y'all talking about, but this is the GOAT, greatest of all time. With a blue diamond on his head, gold, GOAT. Dog is the GOAT, representing peace and love around the whole globe. Get him, Glow.
Just remember who changed your mind, because when you start set tripping, that ass is mine.
With all of the swine of the New World Order in attendance, sitting like hogs over a Berkshire trough, the 2024 UN World Economic Forum Bilderberg event instantly resonated with tyrannical Olympiads of similar auspicious periods throughout human history.
The Olympic Games could not have been going better for Hitler. Despite the success of Jesse Owens, Germany were leading the medal table.
Presiding over essential food shortages for the Olympic athletes, followed by a power outage in the City of Lights that rocked Macron's spectacle of Merde on day one. Oddly enough, that should be the least of anyone's worries. Pre-Olympics,
four attacks in what the French government called coordinated malicious acts targeted links to the east, north and west of Paris, taking out huge swathes of the network.
Paris is already on high alert amid concerns about potential Russian cyber attacks and actions by violent Islamist groups.
A police investigation is underway tonight after an Australian woman came forward saying that she had been raped by several men on a night out here in the party precinct in Paris. All of this coming just days out from the Olympic opening ceremony.
And robbery of the Olympic athletes.
Crazy start to the trip.
Oh. Make sure you sanitize that thing. I don't want to lay on that later.
The Telegraph reported that France had foiled four different plots to sabotage the Olympics over the last few weeks, according to the French Interior Minister, who gave no additional details. While the threat of terror attacks looms large as radicalized inhabitants of the French no-go zones plot in the shadow of the New World Order's Paris, France. We address to the people of France and to French President Macron. Rivers of blood will flow through the streets of Paris. Meanwhile, the opening ceremony revealed Paris Olympic security is on every angle, making the U.S.'s Secret Service look bush league. The spectacle of the opening ceremonies providing a perfect distraction to the real threat on the ground. Yet nothing can distract from the potential death of a female boxer by a male posing as a female that has now weaseled its way into the Olympic Games via Marxist lunacy. Even as Thomas Jolly and crew respond to the backlash.
If people have taken any offense, we are of course really, really sorry.
Learning the hard way, God is not mocked. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
That, of course, is the latest from John Bound. Find and share that video at band.video and InfoWars.com. NWO learns God is not mocked. We'll be right back on the other side with your daily dispatch and more on this Tuesday edition of The American Journal. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children. Because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
It's Wednesday, July 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. InfoWars.com, band.video. Lots to talk about today. What's going on in Israel? We're going to talk a lot about just geopolitics in general. Getting closer and closer to open, direct conflict with China and Russia. The lines are fully drawn out now between the factions that will be warring against each other in the Third World War. A lot to talk about in terms of politics as well. Kamala Harris holding a big rally yesterday, using some very simple tricks to pad her numbers in Atlanta. We'll show you some clips from that. But also some behind-the-scenes footage captured by James O'Keefe, showing the DNC not actually as thrilled with Kamala Harris as they pretend to be in public. I think today we'll start with a little compare and contrast. Donald Trump has released, his campaign has released their first major TV ad of the campaign. So has Kamala Harris, and there's some interesting comparisons to make. So let's go first to clip number 4. Here's Donald Trump's first TV ad of the last 100 days of this campaign.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
This is America's border czar, and she's failed us. Under Harris, over 10 million illegally here. A quarter of a million Americans dead from fentanyl. Brutal migrant crimes. And ISIS now here.
Do you have any plans to visit the border? You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe. I don't understand the point that you're making.
Kamala Harris failed. Weak, dangerously liberal.
Dangerously liberal. You're pretty good hitting her at her failures, you know, focusing on the policy, which is good because apparently Kamala Harris is trying to run to the right of Donald Trump on crime and immigration, believe it or not. So here's Kamala Harris's TV commercial, making almost the same points that the Trump commercial made, strangely enough. Clip 13.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked money to stop human traffickers. Kamala Harris prosecuted transnational gang members and got them sentenced to prison. Trump is trying to avoid being sentenced to prison. There's two choices in this election. The one who will fix our broken immigration system and the one who's trying to stop her.
Now, I wouldn't blame you if you thought that was a parody of some sort. How could that even be real? Legitimately, I'm very confused by what's going on here. But then you remember Democrats are dumb. Right. We're talking about a populace that is completely ignorant to the truth about what's going on. To the point that the people in charge at the DNC actually think that they can make that argument that Kamala Harris, border czar, overseeing the greatest influx of illegal migration the world has ever seen, will shut down the border if she was just president. This, of course, comes after they have absurdly claimed that she was never border czar, despite the fact that they talked about her being border czar for years on end. You want to talk, I mean, doublethink 1984.
They're getting high on their own supply.
I don't know what they're getting high on. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're trying to pull here. I don't know who this is going to trick. I guess on one hand, it's nice to know that even the most extreme liberals are coming around to the basic, obvious policy position of Donald Trump in 2016. But it is completely at odds and the total inversion of their policy in practice. Like, do I need to even explain this? I guess I do. That Kamala Harris has been border czar for the last 4 years, under which tens of millions of illegal immigrants have poured across a totally open and porous border, that they're flying hundreds of thousands of migrants from intake centers in other countries into our country. I mean, do we have to go through the last 4 years of immigration news? Is this really how ignorant the Democrats are? It is truly wild. And it represents a very strange position that both parties are in. They've switched positions here. The Democrats are now claiming to be the tough on crime border security party, and the Trump campaign is running ads saying Kamala Harris is going to put more black men in prison. What is happening here? Like, okay, I know what's happening. Let me try to explain what's happening here. Their policies have been so bad and so painful to people on the ground. Their own constituents are so furious at the position that their open border policies have put the average citizen in, that they have to pretend to be the party of law and order. They have to pretend to be trying to protect the border because it's so politically dangerous right now to advocate open borders.
When you have a policy that creates tons of homelessness, that creates crime, and then you clean up the crime, it's not like you really solve the problem because you kind of created it, right?
Literally created it.
Like out in California, way out west, you know what I mean? You got people who, it's crazy. It's the Wild West out there right now.
Yes, this is the arsonist pretending to fight the fire. They created this crisis, and they are just mind-numbingly, absurdly claiming that Donald Trump had anything to do with this. When Donald Trump was in office 4 years ago, it was some of the lowest rates of illegal immigration in decades. Do I need to go over this? Do I need to explain this? Did we not just live through it? Have we not experienced all of this? It is beyond absurd. But what it means is that Donald Trump should be going even further, hitting this even harder. It means that the discussion, the spectrum of, you know, acceptable positions has shifted way over to our side. And instead of capitalizing on that, really, it is beyond comprehension. Trump is like trying to run to the left of Kamala Harris on some of these things. He's actually trying to like appeal to the radical leftists and the liberals, talking about how Kamala Harris is too tough on crime. This is such a weird example of shooting yourself in the foot.
The fact is that Donald Trump shifted the entire landscape of the public conversation in 2016 by making the focus of his campaign, illegal immigration, a topic that barely got attention before he put it front and center. The focus on that, you know, caused the Democrats to go insane and think that to oppose him and to flood the country with illegal immigrants was somehow politically viable or a good idea, right? Stand up to Trump, prove him how wrong he is. Instead, they proved him exactly right. The crime is absolutely out of control. The amount of money that we're spending is absolutely unsustainable. They're building entire new apartment blocks for illegal migrant colonies in New York City and Chicago. The people there are infuriated by this. And Trump is softening his stance? This doesn't make any sense. Now is the time for Donald Trump to double down and say, I told you so. Say, I warned you. Say, vote for me next time. And I'll solve this problem. I'll clean up this mess they made. And look, the mess can and must be cleaned up. It's not an option. It has to be. And it doesn't matter if they fraudulently grant these people temporary or permanent status or citizenship. All of that is a bureaucratic, you know, process that can be undone, that can be reversed. This happens all the time in civic life, right? You have some situation that's created through fraud, and when that fraud is discovered, then the situation is undone. You can't sign a contract predicated on fraud and then have that fraud adjudicated and say, well, but the contract's still in place. No, but we did give them citizenship. No, we'll strip it from them. All it's doing is prolonging and expanding and maximizing the pain, the difficulty of it, but it's not impossible. And they are trying to legalize and just by fiat give citizenship to give away your citizenship to foreigners whose only act in relation to America is to break our laws. Yeah, this all can be undone. This all can be reversed. This all can be set right again. And now is the time to do it because clearly the political will is there when you have Kamala Harris running ads talking about how strong she'll be on the border, despite the fact that she is in office now and currently serves as border czar under the most disastrous illegal immigration crisis that the world has ever seen. Totally absurd, total madness. That's where we are, folks. That's where we are. But I've got it now. I've got the five stories, so let's do it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 31st of July, 2024. A lot of Israel news today. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh killed hours after Israeli strike on Hezbollah. Within 7 hours overnight, Israel targeted top leaders of Hezbollah in Beirut and Hamas in Tehran in a show of its willingness to risk retaliation and regional conflagration while hunting down enemies abroad. Israeli officials said the killing of Hezbollah's Fuad Shukr in the Lebanese capital was in response to a rocket attack last weekend from Lebanon that claimed the lives of a dozen young people playing soccer in the Golan Heights. Shukr was said to be Hezbollah's chief of staff in charge of its military activity. Hezbollah has not confirmed his death, unless there's something new that I missed this morning. As of last night, they had not confirmed it and said, in fact, the assassination attempt failed. So we're getting some contradictory information there. Lebanon John and I did a over 2 hour space yesterday. You can find that on my Twitter at Harrison H. Smith, where we broke down the strategic overview of Lebanon versus Israel, Hezbollah versus Israel, and what is likely to come next. And as we speak, Israel awaits retaliation from Hezbollah as the tit-for-tat rules of engagement dictate that they basically have to strike Haifa or Tel Aviv in response to the strike on southern Beirut. Meanwhile, also in Israel, Israel carries out rare strike on Beirut that it says killed Hezbollah commander. So this was that strike that took down an apartment building in Beirut. They killed two children and one woman, 70 others injured on that strike that collapsed an apartment building there in the southern neighborhood of the Lebanese capital. Meanwhile, in the UK, thousands of mourners gather at vigil for three girls killed in Southport knife rampage as parents of victims B.B. King say, no words can describe the devastation that has hit our family. And actually, massive riots broke out. Really, for the first time that I can remember in recent UK history, following a horrific attack by a migrant on innocent English girls, where previously, after the Manchester Arena bombing, the response was to get together and sing an Oasis song. This time, things were not so friendly, with riots and major protests breaking out, which, of course, were immediately condemned by the powers that be. And we'll get into that in just a second and show you some videos from the chaos there, because it wasn't just right-wingers rioting. It was normal English people protesting their government's clear prioritization of middle-aged African men over seven-year-old English girls. Truly bizarre, but it was also hordes of Africans running around Southend with machetes attacking people. Totally, completely insane as that once great nation crumbles under the weight of its own decisions. Meanwhile, also in Israel, Israel releases soldier after rape allegations at said Taiman Detention Center. One of the nine Israeli soldiers arrested for abusing Palestinian detainees in the notorious detention center has been released without charge, Haaretz has reported. Deliberations about the other eight are continuing. So we'll get into this story as well. Totally crazy. Basically, Israeli soldiers raping and abusing Palestinians to death, being arrested for it, and massive riots breaking out in opposition of the arrest, in defense of the crazy abuse that the Palestinians are under. So, yeah, we'll get into that, too, because just Israel also crumbling under the weight of its own terrible decisions. And finally, we have this. Meta owes Texas $1.4 billion for illegally using facial recognition. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton revealed on Tuesday Facebook's parent company, Meta, has been ordered by a court to pay the state $1.4 billion as a settlement for using personal biometric data of a Texan Facebook user of Texan Facebook users without their authorization. According to the 2022 lawsuit, the social media giant was using facial recognition software on Facebook user photographs despite not having permission to do so. So a victory, certainly, if not a major one, although this will make Meta and Facebook at least a little bit more hesitant in illegally using your biometric information for their own gain in the future. They're being charged something like $1.4 billion, with $500 million to the state and $225 million each year from 2025 to 2028. So that's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air and in the fight. 40% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off Nitric Boost, 40% off Brain Force Ultra, amongst so many other fantastic products. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air and participate in this taking back of our sovereignty across the Western world. And that is what's happening. We can go to a couple videos here in the UK, all over the South, people rising up in protest after several little girls were stabbed to death by a migrant who claimed to be 17 years old. The man looks 40 or 50. So we don't have a lot of information on this. We'll go now to clip number one to see some of the rioting taking place. We can go to that now. We'll keep the audio down. But you can see the anger of the Brits is finally boiling over. Finally, after hundreds of thousands of girls raped continuously, systematically, at an industrial scale by Muslim migrants after terror attacks bombing the Manchester Arena and the London Underground, after chaos and stabbings and beheadings and so much more. Finally, the response from the English people is to do more than sing an Oasis song about it. But it wasn't just English people on the streets of England. It was also a show of force by the migrants themselves. Clip number five, immigrants took to the street in Southend with knives and machetes yesterday as well, As you can see, mobs of Africans running wild in the UK. In truly unimaginable scenes of invasion. But of course, it was only the right-wingers that drew the ire of the powers that be in Britain, who were very quick to demand that the native people of Britain just silently grieve their active deconstruction. Let's go now to clip number 16, because here's Tommy Robinson being appropriately angry at the situation in the UK.
Before anyone starts condemning the angry English men up in Doon, yeah? What message have our police force sent? They run away in Leeds. You run away from the Romanians. You've got your dogs out tonight on the lads, haven't you? You run away. What message do you send when you said the three police officers? You said there's no evidence and you let them off because you were shit scared because they get violent. So what message?
All right, folks, I forgot that was a video on the internet and that it needs to be censored a little bit. We have more clips here. We can go to clip 14. The usual suspects with machetes in Southend. The situation in UK is completely out of control. As you can see, knife fights taking place just outside of this amusement park in Southend. Jolly old England. Doesn't just make you think of sea shanties, Lord of the Rings. Harry Potter looking a little bit different these days. And of course, the response literally from the powers that be is to decry the far right agitators that are hijacking this moment. As if, right? I don't, it's the same thing they do here, and we talk about it all the time. They simply portray the response to their policies as some dishonest, usurpation of a tragic event. It's the people that are responding to the murder, they're the bad guys. The people that are angry about little girls being slashed to death by some African dude that arrived 6 months ago, they're the bad ones. That's the real issue. It's very easy. Like, the actual story is very simple. You've got people that don't want to be replaced in their own homeland, that don't want their small towns suddenly flooded with 100 or 1,000 random African or Middle Eastern or Indian dudes. They don't want that. But it gets done anyway. They vote against it, but it happens regardless. They hold protests, and they're shut down and called far right. The men are brought. The colony is planted. And then these same people who are planted here stab to death three little girls and injure several more at a summer camp there. People are mad about this. They rise up, since that's the only thing that seems to get any response from the English authorities, who continually, show how deferential they'll be to the rioting mobs of Black Lives Matter supporters or Islamists. We'll go back to that Tommy Robinson clip on the other side where he breaks it down fully.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight, and it's simple. Support our sponsors, and we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others. We've come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. Holdtheline.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar.
So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at holdtheline.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the info war. Go to holdtheline.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to holdtheline.com right now and get the coin, holdtheline.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. Holdtheline.com.
And if you can just stitch into that somehow, Alex, the ongoing accusation that not only you might be controlled opposition or I'm controlled opposition, that even a figure like Elon Musk, due to his various billion-dollar contracts through SpaceX or Tesla or whatever it is, can't truly be the renegade that many of us believe him to be.
He's devastating them every day with hundreds of millions of views, with transgenderism and open borders and world government and carbon taxes and depopulation and replacement migration. And they're, I mean, you can't argue with energy to energy. It's a mathematical equation. He's literally devastating them. And I'm supposed to sit back and go, I'm a Pharisee to Christ. You know what? You're not perfect. You're going to hell. I'm literally supposed to sit back and watch devastation of the enemy. Like they are shitting their pants and go, I could have done it better. Great. Get on the field. Show us what you'll do. Stop bitching. Show me what you can do instead of claiming everything is controlled. You say I'm with the devil? No. Those of you saying there's no hope, those of you saying Christ isn't real, those of you saying God didn't call us to victory, those of you saying that we've given a spirit of overcoming and victory, not of weakness, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. You are the Satanist. I love Jesus Christ. I want human victory throughout the stars. And any of you saying that I serve Satan are servants of Satan, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris. We got politics to talk about. Donald Trump as well, making some unsettling choices. Some choices that don't inspire the greatest confidence in myself. Got Israel possibly starting a wider war with Iran, although that would be suicidal in a lot of ways. We also have Russia and America both posturing in a very dangerous preliminary stage to nuclear conflict outright. But I'll stick for the moment with this stabbing in England, as this is the almost inevitable consequence of what's happening all over the Western world, in America and all over Europe. And if you think about this, I mean, this has all happened so rapidly. This is all taking place so quickly. And they very, very efficiently shut down any peaceful political attempts to reverse the genocidal replacement migration in Europe. Now, to remind you, replacement migration, the Great Replacement, as it's called, is an official policy of the UN that has been on the books, on the records, on the official website for decades. And has to do with the economic Ponzi scheme known as Social Security, the pension system, which was deliberately designed to necessitate infinite growth, which is, of course, impossible. At the same time, the economic engines of these countries in places like Germany have been purposefully dismantled. We've got some charts I can show you showing the production of German industry going up and up and up and up and up until about 4 years ago when it just plateaus as their industrial output is crippled through the sanctions against Russia and the deliberate self-inflicted shutting down of their domestic energy production. So while their economies are purposefully collapsed and millions upon millions of people are brought in ostensibly to boost the economy and fill the pension system, and yet they all go on welfare and drain the system even further, and the retirement age has to be raised. This has happened in France. This has happened in Ireland. This has happened in Spain. This has happened in Italy. It's happened everywhere. It's the same program over and over. And they at least ostensibly, allegedly, can claim it's because there's wars in the Middle East. So people from the Middle East are flooding up. Ironically, strangely, nonsensically, the same thing is happening here in America, despite there not being a giant war to the south of our border, showing you that the claim that this is just a response to people fleeing war and it's a refugee crisis as totally false, totally not true at all. In response to this, the European people attempted to use their democratic will to insist that they not be colonized by their own governments, bringing in completely incompatible and often violent and dangerous migrants. And they've been shut down at every pass. Even in just the last few months, you've got AfD surging in Germany. And in response to that, the German state saying that they're terrorists and shutting them down and censoring them and surveilling them with the intent of crippling their political activity. In France, you had the far right set to sweep the parliamentary elections until a very, very highly coordinated move by the left-wing factions to combine forces and overwhelm the right-wing rising. In the UK, you had Brexit, which was entirely about immigration. You had this massive and contentious plebiscite take place, which the UK people, in no uncertain terms, voted to leave the European Union and specifically get out from under their imposed refugee quotas. And yet, the boats are still coming to the tune of hundreds of thousands a year. As the rape gangs go unpunished and the specter of racism still hamstringing their law enforcement from being able to do anything to stop the just horrific and ongoing streak of migrant crime. In Ireland, they sort of caught on early as to what was going on and are doing big things to stop it and are actually coming together in a way that every European country should have come together 10 years ago to oppose this. But again, I can never explain it as well as Tommy Robinson. We have this clip censored now. Thank you, Matt. Here's Tommy Robinson explaining how the UK government itself has encouraged and by their own actions empowered the so-called far right people of the UK to get violent. It's left them no choice. Here's Tommy Robinson.
Before anyone starts condemning the angry English men up in Southport, ask yourself this. What do you expect them to do? Yeah. What message have our police force sent? They run away in Leeds. You run away from the Romanians. You've got your dogs out tonight on the lads, didn't you? You run away. What message do you send when you said there was no evidence against the Muslim lads who kicked the out of three police officers. You said there's no evidence and you let them off because you were scared because they get violent. So what message have you sent to the British public? You're going to bring total anarchy to this country because you're basically telling people whoever's loudest, whoever riots, gets heard. Well, the British need hearing. You've allowed people into our towns and cities that are raping their way through our towns. They're murdering our kids, left, right and centre. Women are being raped daily across every city in our country from the that you've brought in. You've opened our borders when you worry your care needs to be about our kids. You care more for Afghanis, Somalis, Eritreans, Syrians, Pakistanis. You care more for them. You put them up. You house them. They're a danger to us. They're a danger to our country. And you give more of a fuck about them than you do about British children. You are endangering our country. You're endangering every one of us and our families by housing men you know nothing about across our country. And to top it all off, we're paying for it. So before people get on quick and condemn the angry men, that anger is justified. Okay? I'm surprised this took this long. And with your two-tier cowardice policing, you've actually encouraged the scenes you see tonight. You've done this. The government have done this. The police have done this. Your absolute cowardice has resulted in this. Children being butchered and murdered. And you, and the problem is, no one can believe a word you say. Because you continuously lie. Everything's a lie from you. No one trusts you. No one trusts your media. The entire nation is about to break down because of your foolish, weak, cowardly leadership. Stop the boats. Get them out of them hotels. Get them gone. Put them on boats and send them back. Okay? They shouldn't be here. They're endangering the safety of our families. Men will rise up. They're always going to rise up. They have to rise up to defend their families. You've brought this war on our shores. You've brought danger on our shores. You cowards. So that anger you're seeing, and that's just before people condemn them. Yeah, don't call them hooligans. They're justified in their anger. Yes, there's a better way to do it, but they don't see no better way. Because you know what? The government have told them, we only listen to rioters, we listen to violence. That's the message that's been sent by these bastards in control. And these weak cat police forces. I bet they're not as weak tonight. And no doubt they're out protecting. Anyway, that's my little rant for the night. Because it's f***ing frustrating.
Take a look at what happened. Oh.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the InfoWar that defends and supports Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight, fight, fight image and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partnered with us and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you!
Yes! 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 President Trump had 8 shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding 2 others, and grazing his ear. He immediately popped back up and said, fight, 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 which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. But it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing never surrender Trump fight, fight, fight shirt. With the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento,
and wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing. And you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the Republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue, with President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex, and you get an additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others, the globalist tyranny, and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together. Black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Back, folks, just to close out with this coverage of the UK Southport stabbing and the ensuing chaos. In fact, we have some more videos just to illustrate just how raucous things got yesterday. Clip 19, armed police arrived at tonight's far-right rally in Southport before being made to retreat. We can go to that now. Of course, and you actually see the police backing up as the English protesters force them back. This has happened all over the south of England, but of course you've also had mobs of migrants running around with knives and machetes. And if you'll see here in this video, the people who are protesting, if you could describe them with a single word, it would be normal. It would be the regular people of the UK. Don't have a bunch of right-wing extremists here. You've got a bunch of people that look like they just got off work or home from the gym. Regular people of every age standing up against their governments. Deliberate destruction of their entire populace. But of course, if you listen to the mainstream media, these are far-right agitators, provocateurs, hijacking a tragic event, actually insinuating that it's these people that are being disrespectful by taking advantage of this event. Remember, there's a difference between politicizing a non-political event and just the political outcome of political policy, which means these attacks, these stabbings, are not being politicized. They are political. They are the outcome of political positions. The choices that are made by the politicians to allow the migrants into their country, to give them a place to stay and support, and then to fail to protect the native people of that country. This is a political issue. It's not being hijacked It's being responded to. What they want, ideally, and these are cop cars on fire in the UK. And this should be the beginning. It should be. Because as Tommy Robinson laid out there in that very brilliant rant, this is what the British government and media landscape has incentivized. And the English people have been very, very, very patiently for the last several years trying to find a political solution to this. And they have been demonized and attacked and shut down at every pass. And it's happening across Europe. And there's various ways that it's being shut down. Obviously, it's an information war, and the censorship and, you know, charging of hate crimes for opposing this has been very effective at shutting all of this down. Just to give you a rundown of what actually happened here. Three children were killed, several more stabbed. And this is a person at this protest holding a pro-migrant sign. This person is a traitor, is a Quisling, is a seditious, subversive element of the culture that should not be allowed to stay there. I mean, it really is as simple as that. You have a situation where some random dude from some other country is brought into your country, kills three little girls, and you're sitting there holding a sign in support of him and others like him. Something is wrong with you. They've done something to these liberals. They've broken their brains. They actually think they are on the side of righteousness, that they're standing up against something dangerous by protesting in favor of the knife man, calling it racist to oppose your children being introduced to this danger. And of course, the police are there to protect her and to shut down anybody attempting to protest in the opposite direction. Tommy Robinson was arrested and detained for 6 hours, interrogated for holding a protest to, again, politically demand a solution to this. So when you make peaceful revolution impossible, you make violent revolution inevitable. What they want, what they prefer, the best possible outcome, and the thing that the British establishment is advocating for and telling people they should do, is to grieve, just grieve. That's their solution. When your children are stabbed, when your daughters are raped, when your elderly are abused in their nursing homes by your government-sponsored invaders, the only response they want from the people of England is to be sad about it, is to grieve over this active attack. I, for one, am glad the English are not grieving over this, but are infuriated by it. The child killer suspected of stabbing spree at dance workshop was the son of Rwandan immigrants. He claimed he was 17. I swear the man looks like he's 45. Two children were murdered and 9 others were stabbed. And the third child has actually died from her wounds. When a hooded man entered the workshop and attacked attendees indiscriminately, 2 adults are understood to be in critical condition in a hospital after bravely attempting to protect the younger victims. Now, one thing you should understand about this is that the UK isn't America. They never had gangs like America had them. They never had the Wild West chaos and bravado that America had. Until like the 90s, a single murder in the UK was like a national crisis. It really didn't happen that much. I know it like seems unbelievable in the modern world where it's just like you turn on the local news today and it's like 3 murdered here, 2 more murdered here, another murder here, and this murder was solved over here. And you're just like, wow, okay, only 7 people were murdered today. That's a slow day. In the UK, literally you can find headlines from like the 90s where if a little girl is killed, it was like the whole nation ground to a stop to find out what the hell went wrong. They want this normalized. They want this not to be a big deal. They want you grieving. Just be sad. Just be sad at what we're doing to you. It's a demoralization campaign, and it's oddly effective, right? Here's where it gets really sick. From The Guardian. This was published today. We have allowed the demonization and dehumanization of male refugees. They are victims too. This is 2 days after a so-called male refugee stabbed three little girls, well, stabbed 12, killed three, in a completely random and obviously hatefully motivated, ethnically targeted attack on the Aboriginal British. And yet this person thinks it's a perfect time to come out and actually demand sympathy for the migrants. Actually, and she's actually making the argument in this that it's not okay to say women and children are any different than the men, that the young men, fit military-aged men entering their country, they're also poor, innocent, helpless, victimized refugees, and they deserve your sympathy. No, Zoe, they don't. They absolutely don't. There is nothing cruel. There is nothing hateful. There is nothing even illogical about packing these people up and sending them right back to where they came from. And if they don't want to go there, then packing them somewhere else. And if they still don't want to go there and they resist that, then putting them to work in a camp. I mean, honestly, that's the only solution to any of this. These are the options that the British people are being presented with. Either quietly, dutifully, obediently die. Just go away. Just watch as your people are killed and your systems overrun and your country collapsed and just grieve about it as it's happening. Or rise up and destroy the system and set things right. Those are the only options. There's no political solution to this. They've all been tried. Those opportunities have been exhausted. It's the Patrick Henry speech. The die is cast. War is upon us, whether we like it or not.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts, our immune systems, our vitality. It's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
report.